This week is Parashas Toldos. Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham Hoylidas Yitzchak. Obvious question is, why does the Pasuk repeat? What is the verbosity, the repetition? First we say that the Toldos, the generations of Yitzchak ben Avraham. And then it says, Avraham Hoylid es Yitzchak. Why the repetition? So let's answer the question. Let's ask a few questions. Another question. We learn here that Rivka was an Akara, by Yitzchak ben Avraham, the Kachta is Rivka, Bas Besul Rami, Mi Padan Aram. Okay, and then it says, Vayetai Yitzchak Lashem Lindoichach Ishtoiki Akarahi. She was an Akara, and Yitzchak was Mispalel to Hashem. And the pasuk includes Vaye Oser Loi Hashem Vatar Rivka Ishtoi. Hashem, at the end of the day, listened Loi to Yitzchak and did not listen to Rivka. Loi V'loi Lo, Rashi says. She'ein Doime Tfilas Tzadik Ben Rosha L'Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik. How can you compare the Tfilah of a Tzadik Ben Rosha to the Tfilah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik? So everyone is the obvious kasha. I would think just the opposite. To be a tzaddik ben tzaddik is no big deal. If your father's a tzaddik and this is what you've been brought up to do, so it's the nesyonos of breaking away from a lifestyle of ra is not there. A tzaddik ben rasha, the ability to break away, it's unheard of. It's one in a million. So you would expect that adaraba, the tzfil of a tzaddik ben rasha should be more potent than the tzaddik ben tzaddik. And yet Rashi says, not only did Hashem listen to Yitzchak, tzaddik ben tzaddik, how could you compare the tzfil of a tzaddik ben rasha to a tzaddik ben tzaddik? Okay, that's the second question. To answer these questions, let's ask the third question. Okay, a grammatical question. Why does it say in the Pasuk, the Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avraham? We want to go say that Yitzchak is the son of Avraham, and then it says Avraham. We want to also mention Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. It should say Avraham Yolad es Yitzchak. The correct expression, grammar, is Avraham Yolad es Yitzchak, just like we find this expression numerous times in Bereishis. At the end of Bereishis, when the Torah goes through all the yichus of all the different people that were born, all the different generations, it says Yolad. Let me find even one. Let's just give you even one pasuk. Okay, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam Vayichi Lemech. At random, picking a passage. That's not a really good example. That's very Noach there. It's more elaborate. Let's go another passage. Vayoled, when it talks about an individual, it says. Hey, vayoled. So it should say here, Vayolet. It's written Vayolet 100 times here on the page. See, Vayolet. It should say over here, Vayolet Avraham, not Hoylid. Hoylid is Hifil. The Hey is, the Mepharshim explained, it does not appear to be the correct grammatical form. Let's keep that thought in mind. Fourth question. I was getting rid of the number of questions. The fifth question, another question, is, let's go back to Parshas Vayera, the birth of Yitzchak. And it says that after Yitzchak was born, he made a party. He made a very, very nice party. B'yom hi gomel es Yitzchak. Okay, he was born. Yitzchak was born. It was a miracle. Let me find the pasuk. Avraham ben Ashana. And then it says, Vayas Avraham Mishte Godoil B'yoim Hi Gomel Es Yitzchak. Two questions. The word higomel simply means to wean. What does it mean to wean? A mother nurses a child. When a child in ancient times reached the age of 2 years old was the time when the mother stopped nursing the child. The child was now independent. They did not have all the modern things we have today. Formula and other types of foods. The child needed for his health to be nursed until he was 2 years old. Now he's 2 years old. No longer is it necessary. Now the child can survive on his own. That's what it means to be goyimel. So the mother is the one who weans the child, not the father. So it's the pasuk begins, Vayigdal hayeled vayigomal. Okay, Sarah. Sarah finished nursing Yitzchak. He was now 2 years old. He's now independent. Vayas Avraham mishte godol biyoim, on the day, he gomel es Yitzchak. Excuse me, Avraham, you're not the one nursing the child. It should say biyoim, he gomel Sarah es Yitzchak. And even if you want to say the word he gomel, that's not the correct grammatical form. Biyoim asher gomal, not he gomel. The hey with the chirik is a hifl form, which means he caused him. He caused him to be weaned. The grammar does not appear to be correct. Okay, so we've asked many, many questions. To answer all these questions, it's all one answer that answers all of the questions, which puts everything in the proper perspective. Avraham, when he had Yitzchak, it wasn't just enough. Okay, look at that. I've accomplished something. I had a child. I raised him. I paid his tuition. Bought him toys. He took him to the chuppah. He got married. Yitzchak, I'm done with you. I've raised you. Now it's time for you to make your own way. Leave me alone. I've done my duty in this world. Avraham put a koyach into Yitzchak. The only reason why Yitzchak had a child, Yaakov, is only because Avraham taught him that it's the right thing to have a Yaakov. Now, that sounds very simplistic, but let me read you the words more precisely. The Eileh told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. These are the generations. This parish is all about Yitzchak. It has seemingly nothing to do with Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak is now in this parish going to have two children, Yaakov and Esav. Pasuk tells us right off the bat, do you want to know who is the cause? Who is the one that gave Yitzchak the ability to have a child? It is Avraham Hoylid. He is the cause. The word, it doesn't say Avraham Yolad. Es. It should really say Avraham Yolad. Es Yitzchak. That would be the correct term. The word Avraham Hoylid means Avraham is the one who caused Yitzchak to have the child. We're not discussing here. Avraham is out of the picture. If you read the pasuk at face value, the pasuk is telling you two very nice facts. Yitzchak, the Eileh told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. And Rashi says, referring to Yaakov ve'Esav and Wimba Parasha. And by the way, let me tell you something else very important also. By the way, you should know historically, you want to know who gave birth to Yitzchak. How did Yitzchak come into this world? Who was Yitzchak's father? Avraham was Yitzchak's father. Avraham hoylides Yitzchak. That's a very simplistic interpretation, but the question is greater. Who needs me to? I know that already. I have an entire two parashios telling me that the father of Yitzchak was Avraham. The pasuk over here is telling you, no, it's much more than that. We're now about to tell you that Yitzchak is going to have children. Do you know who gave Yitzchak the ability to have a child? Who gave him the koyach, the desire to have a child? Not just an ordinary child. A child that will carry on the legacy of what Yitzchak, where he comes from, it was Avraham. Avraham, b'loshoin hifil, hoylid, he is the cause, the root reason why Yitzchak was able to have a child, was able to have children in general, okay, whatever that means, the tefillah, and that Yitzchak would want to preserve the legacy, the koyach of Avraham. He is the cause. In other words, Pasuk is teaching us an incredible Yisrael Yadus. It's one of the fundamental Yisraelis of Yadus. Yadus is Mesorah. It's not that just one generation produces another generation. In the secular world, you see parents, they have children. Why do they have children? For different reasons. But once they have the children, we're done. We're done. Now, you're 18 years old, out. Go to college, go to the dorm, get a job, support yourself, take out loans. We're done. You want to come back and visit mom and dad with your grandkids one day? Okay, very nice. I'm very happy to have some dachas to see, but we're done. We came into this world, we got married, we had children, for whatever the reasons are, good reasons. It's not that you now do whatever you want. You're an independent person. You want to have children? Have children. You don't want to have children? Don't have children. You want to live this type of lifestyle? Live this type of lifestyle. It's a free world. We brought you into this world, and now you do whatever you want. By Klal Yisrael, the Psukim are teaching us an incredible Yisoid in Yadus. The Eile Toldois Yitzchok Ben Avraham. This parsha is going to teach us that there's a person by the name of Yitzchok. And Yitzchok is going to have a Yaakov and an Esav. It's not that Yaakov and Esav are just the children of Yitzchok. Avraham Hoylides Yitzchok. The only reason why Yitzchak wants to have children and wants to produce a tzaddik like Yaakov, who thought that Esav was also a tzaddik, that from Esav can come, the brachas can go to Esav. The only reason why Yitzchak was in a mindset to produce a generation of a Yitzchak, of a Yaakov, is only because of the impact, the imprint, the impression, the koyach, it was Avraham who put it into Yitzchak Hoylid, that he should want to produce another generation just like his past. To continue the Mesorah, Avraham gave that koyach into Yitzchak. It's Hifil. He's the cause of Yitzchak wanting to produce a Yaakov. Now we can go back and answer all of the questions. Why did Avraham make a party when Yitzchak, b'yom hi gomel es Yitzchak? We don't find him making a party for Yishmael. Avraham had a son Yishmael. Did he make a party? Does it say anywhere that when Yishmael was born, when he was 2 years old, when b'yom, that v'yas Avraham mishteh godol b'yom hi gomel es Yishmael? We don't find him making a party. Why by does it say the word he? Avraham was he gomel. It's Sarah that nursed. Why does it say that he caused Yitzchak to be weaned? The answer is something entirely different. Avraham had Yishmael. Yishmael, I'm done with you. I brought you into this world. You do whatever you want. I'm out of the picture. You want to live a certain type of lifestyle? Gesunde, hey, leave me alone. I did mine. Hashem told me to have children. It's not my business to look into secrets. I am here. I produced a Yishmael. Whatever will be, will be. But when I produced, I brought into this world Yitzchak, it was different. The goal was not just to bring into this world a person. The goal is to put into that person the desire, the will, that he should also want to produce another generation just like me. Just like the legacy, the gifts that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me. The word gomal doesn't just mean literally to wean, to be nursed, to be finished, the mother nursed the child. Avraham's legacy is gemilas chasadim, to be goimel chesed. Avraham brought into this world Yitzchak. And he trained Yitzchak that you, Yitzchak, should also want to be a person who is goimel chasadim toivim to other people. And Avraham raised this Yitzchak. And Chazal, in fact, learned b'yom hi gomel es Yitzchak does not necessarily mean when he was 2 years old. They learned when he was bar mitzvah. There are many perushim of what point in time this party took place. This is the makor for bar mitzvah. So the basic idea is that Avraham made a mishteh gadol because this was an unprecedented event in world history. It was an unprecedented event when a person was mechanech a child, that their child should want to produce another generation just like their father. Until this point in history, there's a mitzvah, peru urevu, periya ureviya. You get married, Hashem told you the world has to be populated out of children. What are the children going to do with the next generation? That's not your business. That's not your problem. They'll deal with whatever they want to do. Yeah.
Bring your eye into this also to what you're saying. By Yishmael, it says, Avram ben Shmuel, Yishmael, Beled as Hagar as Yishmael.
That's it. Done.
Eilid, doesn't say the word.
Beled as, it was born, I fulfilled my duty, I have a child, I'll raise the child, and let the child do whatever he wants. It's not my concern. Like, when Yitzchak was born, it wasn't, okay, you're here. Now it begins part two. I have to raise you and train you that you should want to be like me. I am a goy mel chesed. I want you also to be a goy mel chesed. And when Avraham saw that he succeeded, that Yitzchak was willing, was committed to carry on the legacy of being like his father, a goy mel chesedim, b'loshen hifil, b'yomandei he gomel, he caused Yitzchak to be a person that will also be a goy mel chesedim. It was a day of success of chinuch habanim. I brought Yitzchak into this world, very good. Now I'm going to raise him, I'm going to train him that he should also want to be a goy mel chesed. And I succeeded. This is...
Yitzchak was known more for avodah than for...
What?
Yitzchak was not known more for the avodah.
Okay, avodah is building upon, but doesn't take away from the chesed. You can't say that. It's not just pure avodah. His unique contribution was a yira. But Avraham was chesed. But the pasuk says he carries on the legacy. Avraham brought into the world Yitzchak, and then he went and he raised him. And now when he saw that indeed Yitzchak also wants to follow in the legacy of Avraham to be a goy mel chesedim, Avraham succeeded in causing Yitzchak to follow in his ways to be goy mel chesedim. That is cause for celebration because this was unprecedented in world history. What does it say in the pasuk about Arash? About when it comes to Sodom, Hashem says, but Avraham, ki yedativ, I love Avraham. Why? Leman asher yitzave esbonov acharov lishmar esderech Hashem. It's explicit in the pasuk what I just said to you. The reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam loves Avraham Avinu is because not only did Avraham Avinu bring into this world children, he did not just say, listen, I brought you into this world, now you go to college, go to the dorm, get out of the house, get a part-time job, pay for your own college, your own education, take out loans, and leave me alone. Maybe one day we'll come together on Thanksgiving, have a Thanksgiving dinner, but nothing more than that. Because that's the Umos HaOlam. But the reason, ki yidativ, the reason why I love Avraham Avinu is because I know leman asher yitzave esbonov yesbeisei acharov lishmor derech Hashem, is because I know that Avraham is going to put into his child his hashkafa, so that his child should want to continue in that hashkafa to the next generation. And when Avraham Avinu indeed succeeded in doing such a thing, vayas Avraham mishte godol, and now we come to the next level. The Eile Toldois Yitzchok ben Avraham. Yitzchok is going to have a child. To who do we attribute the child of Yitzchok? To Yitzchok only? Avraham Hoylit, not Avraham Yolad. Avraham is the cause of Yitzchok having, is the cause of Yitzchok's frame of mind, of why he wants to have children, why he wants to produce a new generation. This is Yadus. Yadus is the preservation of the Mesorah. We continue the Shalshelis Haderis, the Mesorah, from generation to generation. Now, let's go back now to the next question. Vayi oser loy Hashem v'taha Rivka ishtoi. Why does it say loy v'loy lo? Eine doime tzadik tfila tzadik ben rosha l'tfila tzadik ben tzadik. You know what the answer is? Very simple. It's a number game. How many people davened that Rivka should have a child? Avraham Davin, Yitzchak Davin. And if Yitzchak is davening, who else is davening? Avraham is davening. When Rivka calls up her dad, Lavan, Dad, I'm having a hard time conceiving. Maybe you can give me, you know, you can give me $50,000 and go to a fertility center? A fertility center, what? Her brother, her father, Besuel. So is she going, let me ask you, is she going to the kever of Besuel? To be mispalel? By the kever of Besuel, Dad, maybe you can pull some strings for me in this world that I should have a child? Not exactly. Because if she goes to the kever of Besuel, Besuel will say, leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'm dead. I did mine. I brought you into this world. Don't bother me. I've done mine. I'm done with you. When Yitzchak is in pain that his wife has not conceived, what does he do? Dad, Avram, calls up his father, we got a problem here. So what do you think Avram does? Avram also dies. Avram wasn't alive at this time. Avram also davens. It's just a numbers game. We're not discussing the quality of the tefillah. Avada! The tefillah of a tzaddik ben Rasha, maybe we can argue that's not our discussion today. Maybe you can argue, that's a whole different topic of discussion. Maybe you can argue there's an element that's greater. The person broke away from his environment to become a tzaddik. But can you compare the tefillah of a tzibur to the tefillah of a yachid? Can you compare? That's a double pashat. When the tzibur davens, there's a koyach in the tzibur. When a yachid davens, you're all alone. When Avraham is davening, he's coming together with. When Yitzchak is davening, he's coming together with Avraham. It's two. Rivka, she has no one to bring to the table with her but herself. It's a numbers game. It's two against one. How can you compare the tefillah of two people together versus the tefillah of an individual? Okay, I know you, so you'll say, but tell me halach, shulchan aruch, do you need 10 people? Okay, I know you need a minion, but the point is, it's not just one generation that's coming to pray for a tzara. We all know that when a person has a tzara and their parents find out about it, they're davening even harder than you're davening, either in this world or in the next world. So Avraham, when Yitzhak is mispalel, because I have a problem, you can bet Avraham is davening doubly as hard because his son has a tzara. Why? Because in Klal Yisrael, there's a nesoira. Avraham, hoylid. The only reason why you even want to have a child that's going to be a goy mil chesed. You want to have a child that's going to be Yerush Shemayim. That's going to be Lishmar Derech Hashem is because of me. I'm a partner in this. It's me. So you're going to daven? I'll daven twice. Rivka, she comes to daven. Who is she coming with? It's not a question of her quality. Avada, her quality of her tefillah is Eina Doimeh. Tefillah Sadik Ben Rasha. But she's all alone. Memela, you still can't compare the tefillah of two generations versus the tefillah of one generation. And where does this come from? It comes from the first pasuk of the parasha. The Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. Why does Yitzchak want to even have a tzaddik Yaakov? You know why he wants to have? He's in that frame of mind. It's because Avraham hoylid. Avraham is the cause. Hifil. He is the cause that Yitzchak hoylid as Yitzchak. He's the cause that Yitzchak should want to have a child. I'm a partner with you. And now I'm a male, it's Pasha. By Yasulloy Hashem, Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Rivka can't say that. Rivka can't say the reason why I won't have a child is because Besuel is the one who encouraged me. Besuel taught me the values of life and he taught me it would be a good idea. Besuel couldn't care less. Besuel needs to have a child because he needs to have a child. That's the way the world goes. You need a child to take care of you, to put you into a nice nursing home, to select the nursing home. You need the child. But more than that, I couldn't care less.
It's why Abram had to die 5 years before. He shouldn't see Esau.
See Esau, the save is okay. You shouldn't see the Agmas Nefesh, because the whole Malchus of Abraham is the man from the Tzad, is the Barak Lishma Nurech Hashem. Torah. By Har Sinai, what does it say in the Pasuk? By Har Sinai, what does it say? It says, V'yadatem livonecha ulivnei vonecha. Yoim asher madata lifnei Hashem lokecha b'choyref. Matan Torah was given with the instruction that it's not just for you. The Hoidatem is the only mitzvah where you find the mention of a grandchild. The Hoidatem livonecha ulivnei vonecha. Yoim asher amadata lifnei Hashem elokecha b'choyref. In Yadus, we have two different tracks. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Okay, very nice. All of us are looking at Avraham, looking at Yitzchak, looking at Yaakov. And then we have Moshe Rabbeinu Torah. Anything we have before Matan Torah basically doesn't exist. Before Matan Torah, the world didn't even, from the perspective of an Orthodox Jew, before Matan Torah, there was nothing, zero. The whole world was waiting for Hei B'Sivan, for Hashem to give the Torah. Who gave us the Torah? Moshe. So the Torah, where do we trace our Yichus from? Well, Mitzad Echad, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Mitzad Sheni, that's not even important. We start with Har Sinai, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, Vachodesh Hashlishi, Yoim Hashishi, Shishi, Visivan, Matan Torah. By the way, who's the one who said the words, who invented the words, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibar, Vahanayra? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. Hadithar Shimon Esrei, both tracks. You pull out all of your biggest weapons. You start the Shimon Esrei, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And then, that's one weapon. Ribbono Shel Olam, if that's not enough for you, we don't just have an Air Force, we have a Navy. We have Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibar, Vehanayra. Who's that? Moshe Rabbeinu. The Avos and Moshe. Why do you need the Avos? Forget about the Avos. Who needs, if everything is Torah, who needs the Avos? There's something that the Avos gave us that is critical to the Torah. If there were no Avos, if we did not focus on the Avos, it would be very nice. The world would achieve its perfection. Shishi b'sivan, Hashem will give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. No. And how long will Torah be appreciated in this world? One generation, two generations, maybe three, until it'll fizzle out, like every culture in this world. Every culture has its day in the sun, and then eventually their values, their ideology, it just evaporates. So Hashem came down from Shemayim, he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, they observed the Torah in the Midbar, maybe they'll come into Eretz Yisrael. No, the purpose of creation has been achieved. The Torah was brought down, Klal Yisrael observed the Torah, and now they fizzle out. So maybe it was Kedai just for that. Maybe it was worthy that Hashem should create this whole world, that there should at least be one generation, two generations, three generations of Jews who are machshiv the Torah. Torah has to last forever. This world, I mean, eventually it's going to come to an end. We don't know these in any Kabbalah. What's going to be? It has to go all the way until the times of Mashiach and all the way to the very, very end. Why is that so? Where does that come from? That is the koyach of the Avos. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov created something called legacy. Avraham was not Yolad es Yitzchak. Avraham Hoylid es Yitzchak. Avraham brought into this world a person by the name of Yitzchak and raised him that he should want to further produce another generation that will be observant, Leman Yishmar, es derech Hashem. And that next generation will also want to produce another generation. Each generation is hoylid, will cause it that the next generation will want to produce another generation. So that the legacy, the gift of Torah should last forever. Forever. Le'olam vo'ed u'le'netzach mitzachem. This is the koyach, the gift of the Avos. Leman yishmar, yidativ, leman asher yitzave, esbonov, v'esbeisoy acharov, lishmar derech Hashem. After the Avos established this koyach, that we should want to give over to the next generation, not just produce a generation, but give them the will that they should also want to produce another generation, and that the next one should also want to produce, and it should go down forever. Now we're ready for the Torah. Now it can be said to Klal Yisrael, V'hoidatem livonecha ulivenei vonecha. Yoyim asher amarta Hashem lokecha b'cheref. Only now. The Avos created the foundation for we could have time. What is that foundation? It's all hidden in one single word. Hoylid. Hoylid does not mean he gave birth. Hoylid means he gave Yitzhak the ability that he can have a child. We gave him the will that he should have another generation that will equal the greatness of his generation and the past generation. That is the legacy of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and that is what is essential to be a prerequisite, a foundation for the giving of the Torah. Le'datem levonecha ulevenei vonecha yoyim asher amarta lefnei Hashem lokecha b'cheref. One single word, hoylid, answers all the questions, changes the entire understanding of Chumash Bereishis and of the others. Okay, let's now go to another idea. Another idea. Rivka over here, let's jump to the end of the parasha. Very, very powerful parasha. Very powerful story. The brachos, Yitzchak, and the question was, who would receive the brachos? It was obviously a disagreement between Yitzchak and Rivka as who should get the brachos. Okay, there are a lot of things we can talk about. Let's try to just focus on one thing now. If we have time, we'll discuss other things. But Rivka here used a very unusual word. A very unusual word. Let's start over here in the beginning of the parasha. Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem leNoichach Isha ki Akorahi vayeos LaHashem. He was mispal LaHashem, answered his prayers. Vatahar Rivka Ishta. Mazel Tov, Rivka has conceived. Okay, 9 months of pregnancy. Tisha niyodea, Tisha niyodea, Tisha yarchileza. The 9 months of pregnancy did not go easy. There was a world war taking place in her womb. Unbelievable what was going on in there. They were fighting over worlds. She made a statement, Im Kain, if this is what's going on here, there's a war, there's a milchama taking place in my rechem. Lama ze anoichi. What do those words mean? Why this I? How do you translate those words? Why this I? What? If you were writing the Torah, I guarantee no one here would use those three words to express her frustration in all of the multitude of interpretations of what exactly was bothering her. Rashi, Lufipshutai, Rashi is the Rabban Shel Yisrael. What does it say, Rashi? Vatoim im Kain, Godol Tsar Hu Ibur. It's so painful to have a child. Lama ze anoichi, misave u mispaleles al heroyoim. Why was I praying so hard to conceive? I never imagined what I was getting myself into. I can't live like this. Okay, that's one shot. Obviously, look in the Rishon, you'll find many Perushim. But no matter what it means, no matter what was bothering Rivka, the expression, Lama ze anoichi, why this I, we're brainwashed. We hear the pasuk 100 times, so we don't think much about it. But obviously, there's something very disturbing as to what exactly this means. Okay, so I want to tell you two different ideas. Two different ideas, but maybe somehow when we're speaking it through, maybe they'll come together. Rivka was selected to be the wife of Yitzchak. It's a pretty big deal. Here, Hashem gave Avram Eretz Yisrael. Hashem gave him the brachos. And now Avraham has a child, one child, and he has to select a daughter-in-law. Who's going to be the lucky girl that's going to marry the son of Avraham? Who's going to be selected to carry on the legacy to be the channel, the conduit of Hashem's bracha to this world. So back in Chaye Sara, we have a whole story, a whole big parasha. And everyone in Parashas Chaye Sara is taking credit for what's about to happen. Everyone is very proud. Now let me be makdim. The word Anochi is a very powerful word. Why do I have a right to say that? Well, how do the Aseres HaDibros begin? Anochi, Hashem Elokecha. I mean, what more do you want? Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael with the ultimate word. Anochi, Hashem Elokecha. Can you deny that as a fact? Obviously, when you say the word Anochi, it means, hey, you know who's here? So when Hashem says Anochi, it means Hashem b'chol tokfai. Hashem came down to this world. When a human being says the word Anochi, he's getting himself into a lot of trouble. Because a man has other words he can use. A man can use the word Ani. Yisro said Ani Yisroi, Chesencha. You can use the word Hineni, Hineni, Hineni. You don't got to say Anochi. Anochi is a shtikl gaiva. Hashem can use the word Anochi. Can a man use it? If a person decides to use the word Anochi, it means, I don't know what it means exactly, but it means something big. Okay? I don't know, there's something going on. In Chaye Sara, in the story of the Zivug of Avraham, in the search, in the quest to find the perfect girl for Yitzchak, the word Anochi very prominently appears multiple times. And everyone seems to feel that they deserve to be the center of attention. For example, let's see how it all starts. The first thing of Avraham sits down in Eliezer of Avraham Zokin Bobaim Hashem Bidakol. Avraham loves Gamay Sahamash make a shua. And then he says, Loisikach Isha Livni Mibnois Hakinani Asher Onochi Yoishev Bikirbo. Was it really necessary for Avraham to say the word Onochi in that pasuk? No, it wasn't. It wasn't necessary. You don't need this Asher Anochi. Don't take from the B'nai Kanani. Anochi, Yoshe Bikirba. Avram over here is impressing upon Eliezer, don't play around here. Anochi, Asher Anochi, Yoshe Bikirba. I'm a person here to be dealt with. I'm sending you on a mission to find a daughter, find a daughter-in-law, a wife, my son. Remember, you're going to have to report back to the Anochi. There's a very powerful statement over here with the word Anochi. Okay, Eliezer is forewarned. He goes out. Vayikach Eved. He goes on his journey, and he comes to the well, and he said he comes to the well and he sees Rivka. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Thank you very much. And the Nara comes out. And before that, he prays. Let's go back. Let's go back over. He's Mispalo. He's Mispalo. Okay, he comes to Vayikach Eved Asar Gemalim. He goes on the trip. Vayoymar. Hashem Lokei Adonai Avraham. Hakrino Lefnai. Hayom Aschas Imad Avraham. Hinei. Onochi, me. I'm the greatest shatran. The greatest shatran. There was never been a bigger shatran. I am the one here who has to be reckoned with. Okay? He then goes, and he comes and he meets this girl, and she gives him to drink, and then he says to her, "Tell me, what's your name, young lady?" What's your name? By Hikash Akilag Mavima Basmiat Hagidi Noli Hayesh Base Avich Mokom Liv Vatamilav. You don't know who I am? Vatamilav Bas Bisuel Onoichi. You know who I am? Let me tell you who I am. Okay, there's another fellow also wants a piece of the action. She runs with all of the wealth, all of the gifts, and who sees a love on? Love on comes running. And he says to her, Vayom bo Baruch Hashem. Lomo samoy bachutz. Ve onochi pinisi habayis.
That's the aristocratic word. Okay.
You know, I'm the balabas here.
That's aristocratic.
Okay? And then, we're not even finished yet. First.
You skipped one
and okay. Yeah, where? Which one? There's one more that's very powerful. Is that when he relates the story, he really says, after he succeeds, right? Now he got it, the goods are in hand. And he says, do you know who I am? He says, let me find the possibility. Lamed Dalid. Oh, Vayomar Eved Avraham Anoichi. Don't play games here. Anoichi. Everyone here is taking credit. Everyone here wants the limelight. And rightfully so. You know why? Because history is being made. History is being made. It's really, you know, it's really interesting. You know, after America, it's very true. After the war, when people came, the Sheiris Saplit came to America, and they saw that they were now building Yiddish, rebuilding Yiddishkeit. There was a very big Yetzahara for Anoichi, much more than today. There was a tremendous demand. We're doing something that is so chashuv. We're rebuilding Yiddishkeit in the world. After the Churban, the people that led the Russian yeshivas, there was a very strong Yetzirah, Anoichi. I am a partner. I'm a player in this major enterprise. History is being made. Yitzchak was a miracle. His birth was a nes. He survived the Akedah. He is Klal Yisrael. We have to find the Ziver. Everyone here, don't forget, I had a part in this. Bas Besuel Anoichi, Eved Avram Anoichi, Avraham says, you know, I'm also a partner here. Eliezer, everyone is saying Anoichi. Wow. A big event. Rivka comes home, they got married. You could imagine, it must have been a celebrity wedding. Mm-hmm. You can only imagine what kind of wedding it was. You never seen such a wedding. The whole world came to the wedding to appreciate, to witness history being made. And now the wedding is over. Zuntheit. And the candles go out, and the hall is empty, and everyone goes back to work. And it's all the glamour and glitter. It's over. No more. There's nothing to pay attention about. And you go back, return to the world of reality. The wedding was like a big fantasy. Now we come back to the world of reality. And here, she's not pregnant. Rivka, the world of reality is very painful. She wasn't pregnant. She couldn't conceive. Maybe Mispalel, who knows this, that. Finally, she conceives. And guess what? The pregnancy is not going well. Vayisroitetzu habonim bikirba. After all the smoke and mirrors, the whole show was over. The world of reality was a very sad, painful reality. Things did not go according to plan. And here she's finally conceived, and it's not good. Vayisroitetzu habonim bikirba. She's experiencing tzar chelileda greater than anything possible. Why did I even want to have a child? Lama ze anoichi. What was the purpose of this whole big show? The whole Chaye Sara, the whole singles event, all the shatchanim, all those phone calls, all expectations and the brachos and the wedding cake, the whole show, the whole glamorous show. Everyone's on the video, Mazel Tov. Everyone's claiming credit. Everyone's desired a chelik in the shidduch. Anoichi. Lama ze anoichi. Okay? This is a Musa Haskel in life. Mamish and Musa Haskel, how many times in life does this same exact scene repeat itself? You work so hard in Ruchnius and in Gashmius to achieve a major event, to accomplish something. And you get it, you win, you accomplish. And then after everything is all over, is this really what I work for?
Are you saying it's like climatic?
Yeah, that's an understatement. Yeah. Understatement, yeah.
Could this Anochi be reflective more on Rivka, that she was the determining factor of the legacy of Avraham, because she was the one, the implement to get Yaakov to go to Yitzchak. She prepared the meal for him. She did all this work. She pushed him there.
Okay, we're not up to that yet. We're not right now. We're still only at the moment of the pregnancy.
Yeah,
right.
Okay,
in a chanami, you're right. You're saying something very important. We're gonna come down to a moment. But right now, we're only holding at the pregnancy, and things are not going according to plan. Lama ze onoichi. I want to leave this vart. I'm gonna go further in a moment. I want to leave this as a davar sholem in and of itself. This is life. This is mamish a musar has. And what happens? Vayelech lidvar yisus Hashem. She goes to the Navi, to Shane, to ask him what's going on. And he says to her, don't worry. Don't worry. Shnei goyim, b'mei ayich ul'om ye'ul'om, shneim b'vinich. And the Rav Yavit Sahir, the whole Nusra, the ganze Nusra over here, he basically says to her, don't worry. Big things are going to happen. Even though to you, you don't understand it. You don't understand what's Taka, what was it all about? The Ribbono Shel Olam has a plan. You don't understand it? Have emunah. It's a Musar Haskel in life. In life, we go through periods of time, Anoichi, Anoichi, Anoichi. Anoichi means glimmer and gladder. The Aseres Hadibrois, there was no greater event in the world than the giving of the Aseres Hadibrois that was given with the word Anoichi Hashem Elokech. In our own lives, there are times when we work very, very hard to accomplish, to achieve. Anoichi, everyone here is Anoichi, Anoichi, Anoichi. And then when it's over and all the dust settles, things don't seem to go the way we expected. And we're very disappointed. And we say to ourselves, Lama ze Anoichi? Why did I work so hard to achieve that matzav of Anoichi? And then the Muslim Torah is telling you, when you have that low, vatelech lidroish es Hashem, more emuna, go back to be doyresh the ribbono shel olam. If you're at a low, you have to go to be doyresh Hashem. And the ribbono shel olam will always tell you, do not worry, shnei goyim bevidneich, u'shnei le'umim mime'aych yiporeidu le'oim milom yamotz v'rav yavoy tzo'ir. I got a plan. This, it's not over. Don't just give up. Don't stop in the middle. There are great things yet to come. That's the nature of life. There are highs and there are lows. Don't be frustrated when you have to say to yourself, Lama ze anoichi. Okay, that's one vart. Now I want to take this vart, I want to tell you another vart. A spin-off on this vart. Okay? Version 2 of this svart. Let's go back to the story of Shidduchim. Eliezer tells the story twice. He tells the story twice. Well, the story is told as it unfolds, and then the story is told again by Eliezer to Lavan and Bethuel. The second time he tells over the story, and he records and repeats what exactly Rivka said to Eliezer. He leaves out one word. When he tells over the story, he says, let me tell you the story. V'omra, v'avayim ha'ayin, I see this girl, and I ask her, tell me, who are you? V'eshal oitzo v'amar bas mi'at. V'atoymer, she says, you know who I am? Ambas Bisuel ben Nochor Asher Yoldoloy Milka. That's not true. Okay, Mayor. Okay, that's not true. It's not what he said. What did she say? Bas Bisuel Anoichi. What happened over here? What happened over here? Over here, when Eliezer repeated the story, Eliezer left out a critical word. Why did Eliezer leave that? You want to quote what she said? So say what she said. She said, Bas Bisuel Anoichi. Then she said who Bisuel's mother was, and then the father. Here she says Bisuel, Bisuel's father, the order also changed. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's leave that out for the moment now. But here she leaves out Anoichi. What's going on? My hai. Over here, she says, answer is, has to be, let's go back to another parsha, the Akedah. After the Akedah, everyone asks this question. Everyone asks the question on the Akedah. At the Akedah, and Rosh Hashanah, we finish learning the Akedah. It's all about the Akedah. And there are more than enough psukim to have five aliyahs just learning the Akedah. Why is it necessary for us to learn the last aliyah of the Yichus? The Akedah is over. Let me go back to Parashas Vayera. Okay, the last pasuk is Vayoshav Avraham el Nara Vayakumu Vayelchu Yachnev el Be'ershav Vayeshav am Be'ershav. And then it goes on to say Vayihi Acharei Hadvarim Ho'ele Vayugal Avraham Leimar Hine Yolda Milka. Oh, look at that. Milka Gamhi Banim L'Nacharachicha. And we go through all the Yichus. Es Utz Bechoroi V'yes Buzochir V'yes Kumuel Aviyaram V'yes Kesev V'yes Chazor V'yes Pildosh V'yes Yilov V'eis Bisuel. Uvisuel Yolades Rivka. Shmoine Eila Yolda Milka L'Nacharachi Avraham. Why is it necessary to read this on Rosh Hashanah after the Akedah? The main goal is the Akedah. The answer is, everyone says the same idea, is the Akedah is not over. Now that the Akedah, in order to preserve, like what we started with today, in order to preserve the legacy of the Akedah was just a one-time event. It was the Akedah, the world achieved its perfection, amidst the Akedah took place, and now we can close up shop. The Akedah has to be preserved for all the generations. And the one that's going to preserve the Akedah is going to be none other than Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak's going to develop into Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's legacy is going to be the Akedah. So it has to tell us in the next Aliyah that guess what? Yitzchak's Zivug is lying in wait. She's ready. And we have to go trace the Yichus, the Gatu, V'yes Yidlov, V'yes, V'yes, Bisuel. Rivka. This is what was recorded. When Eliezer comes to the well and he sees this little girl by the well and he says, young lady, what's your name? She says, did you go to shul on Rosh Hashanah? Did they lane the Akedah? When the Akedah was over, did they also lane another aliyah in order to say, do not worry that the legacy of the Akedah will be preserved? Did they? Yeah. And why did you lay in that aliyah? Because you were waiting to get to the person called Bisuel? Guess what? Bas Bisuel Anoichi. I'm that girl. That's the Anoichi. Bas Bisuel. When she saw Eliezer, there are two stories about the Zivug. There was a private story between him and her, what the real mission is. And then there was a story between Eliezer and Lavan and Bisuel. They don't know what's. They don't have any appreciation. They don't have any appreciation for what Avram Vinu, the legacy of Klal Yisrael. There's a shidduch. You have a daughter. You marry her off. It's a business deal. What can I get for my daughter? How much money can I get for my daughter? Rivka knew it's more than just getting married to Yitzchak. Getting married to Yitzchak is the legacy of Avraham Avinu. It's the Akedah. There are two stories in Chaye Sara. There's the story that took place, the conversation between Eliezer and Rivka. And then there's the story, you have to do a shidduch, you have to go talk to the shver, you got to go talk to the girl's father, and he say to him what he wants to say. He doesn't care that that you know there was an Akedah, and after the Akedah, there was a Shalshalas, we have to now find the perfect girl, the Yichus, in order to preserve the legacy of the Akedah. Rivka understood that. She said, remember the Akedah? You know, after the Akedah, now we have to find that Yichus, and we have to trace the Yichus to Besuel. Guess what? Bas Besuel Onoich. I'm your person. I'm your man. It's like what Ben Gurion said about Golda Meir. What did he say about her? She's the only man, only real man in my cabinet. Golda Meir said, Ben Gurion said about Golda Meir is the only real man in my cabinet. Okay. She said to him, Bas Bisuel Onoichi. Lavan and Bisuel, no, they'll talk money. What's in it for them? Now she comes home to Yitzchak. It took years to conceive in order to carry forth the legacy of Avraham Avinu and the Akedah. And guess what? It's not going according to plan. Vayisroitzitzu habonim bikirba. There's something fundamentally wrong. Lama ze anoichi. Why did I say to Eliezer, you went to Shul on Rosh Hashanah, they laid the Akedah, and then they laid the Yichus to get to Besuel, and I said, I'm that girl. I'm Bas Besuel Anoichi. Maybe I wasn't the Anoichi. Maybe I made a big mistake. If I'm now suffering by Yisroitzu Habonim Bekirba, maybe I'm not the one. When it says that Besuel, all of this whole Shalshalas Hadoros, maybe Lama Ze Anoichi. I should not have said to Besuel, Bas Besuel Anoichi. That's what was bothering her. Vateilech Lidroish Es Hashem. You go to the Navi. And the Navi said to her, don't worry. Okay, don't worry. Everything is going according to plan. Everything is going to be good. You need not worry. And the legacy will continue. Okay, we have another minute for another vart. Not really, so I'll have to stop here. You want another vart? A quick vart? Another very okay, short, very short vart. Okay, a short vart, let me tell you. Okay, a short vart, a lot of different things. Let me just say this. It says, Vayechrad Yitzchak, this is a very powerful musa vart. Vayechrad Yitzchak charada gedoyla ad me'oid. There's a very bizarre targum Yonasan ben Uziel on this pasuk. Something that's shocking what he says. What was he afraid of? I can give you 100 things of why, 100 different reasons why. Yechrat Yitzchak charada gedoyla ad me'oid. What lies in that pasuk? What lies in that pasuk? The pischoy shol Gehenim is what? And the Targum, Yonasan ben Uziel says something that no one would ever say in a million years. He says he was terrified because he's now that he realized that it was Yaakov and not Esav. Why does Yaakov have so much hair on his neck? Rivka went and put al chelkei tzavarov se'or. Se'or, here. She put on fake hair on his neck. So now, after Yitzchak realizes that the brachos was stolen, the one that took the brachos is Yaakov, and now he sees the whole thing in front of him. Okay, everything is fine. Gam Boruch Yeh. Why did my son Yaakov, what's that going on over there? He needs a doctor. Why does he have so much hair on his neck? He was terrified with the words, Vayechrad Yitzchak charada gedoyla ad me'oid. What's pshat? I'll tell you the pshat, pasha pshat. It says by Yitzchak, later in the Torah, in the end of in the Bereshis, when Yosef met Binyamin, and when Binyamin met Yosef, they cried. Vayipol al tzavarov. Yosef cried on the necks, Mishkan of Binyamin, Mishkan Shiloi, and
I thought tzavarov means shoulders.
Tzavarov, it says on his neck.
Neck.
It says not neck. Tomorrow, it says their neck.
So
Rashi says, on two necks. Yosef, Binyamin cried on the necks, plural, two necks of Yosef, the two Mikdashos. the two Mikdashis, Binyamin, the base Hamikdash will be built in the Chilik of Binyamin, and then by Yisrusha, by Yishin, so therefore Yosef Koran, the necks, Belushan Rabin. And Binyamin Koran, the neck of Yosef, Mishkan Shiloh, that will be destroyed. On the singular, so what is a neck? A neck is a metaphor for the base Hamikdash. And everyone explains why indeed is the neck a metaphor for the Beis HaMikdash, because the neck is the connection between the Ruchnius and the Gashmius of a person. A person is Kula Gashmi, the head is Kula Ruchni, the neck is the bridge. It's the bridge between the Ruchnius of a person, the Moyach, and the Guf and the Gashmius. The Beis HaMikdash, the Welt, the world, HaShamayim, Shamayim LaHashem. The earth is a davar gashmi. The shemayim is a davar ruchni. The Beis HaMikdash is the tzava. The Beis HaMikdash is the channel. It is the chibur between the shemayim and the aretz. There's nothing more perfect. There's no perfect metaphor for the Beis HaMikdash than the tzava. Just like the neck brings together the ruchnis and the gashmis of a person, the Beis HaMikdash brings together the ruchnis of Shemayim with the gashmis of the earth. The Mela, that's why the pasuk says, Vayipal al tzavarov, Vayipal al tzavaroi, Rashi and Chumash. And what's on the neck of Yaakov? Seor, here. What is here? Esav. Esav ish Seor, a man of here. It's not so terrible, I shouldn't say not so terrible, when a Jew misbehaves, when a Jew misbehaves in the street. Because it's a Goyisha world, there's a Yetzer Hara. It's a terrible thing, a gefereluche thing. But it's to be expected almost. We live in a Goyisha world. We're under the influence of the Goyim. A person does have Averos, Rachmana Litzlan, you do the Tshuva, you have to be Mekadeshem Shemayim. We work and we struggle for our entire existence of Jewish history to elevate ourselves, to sanctify the gas. But in the Beis Medrash, you come into a shul, it's a safe haven. You come into a mikdash me'at. A mikdash me'at is the tzavar. Just like the Beis HaMikdash is the tzavar of the world, a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash, the tzavar. When there's corruption in the Beis Medrash, when the Beis Medrash is under itself, in the Beis Medrash, everyone is behaving like a goy, chas v'shalom. There is Esav, where it's corrupt, it's run like a business, everything is about money, where the influences of the goyim are in front of the Aron HaKodesh. This could mamish bring the churban to Klal Yisrael. When Yitzhak Avinu felt the neck of his son Yaakov, he was examining the Batei Kinesios and the Batei Midrashos of Klal Yisrael throughout all the generations at Bias Goel Mashiach. And when he saw that in the Batei Kinesios or Batei Midrashos there is Seor, Esav. What is Esav doing in the Beis Medrash? Esav should be in the street. You got a problem with Esav? Go out into the street. The Beis Medrash is your safety zone. It's pure. In front of the Aron HaKodesh, you don't turn on your smartphone in front of the Aron HaKodesh. You don't play games. You have Derech Eretz. It's Kodesh. There's no corruption. It's not a business, a shul. A yeshiva is not a place to make money. It's a place to learn. It's a place to devote. It should be a purity. Taharas HaKodesh is the only thing that belongs in a Beis Medrash. You have needs of entertainment, needs to make money. Wonderful. Go out into the street and build yourself a business. But at least preserve for you a sanctuary. The Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash should be pure from Achloikis. It should be pure from matters of money, pure from bringing into it items and objects and technology that is keneged kol haTorah kula. There's no makom for Seor on the Tzavar. And when Yitzchak saw Seor on the Tzavar, his reaction shook the world. Vayechrad Yitzchak Charada Gidoyla Ad Me'oid. How much should we be careful to take away the tsar of Yitzchak Avinu? Have a wonderful Shabbos.